Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I pray that the word of the Lord will bless you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, tonight I pray that you sit me down, Lord God, and you stand up in me, Lord God. Use me mightily, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, will hear exactly what you're saying to them, Lord God. Activate their spirits, Lord God, that they may be ready to do what it is that you're calling for them to do in this season. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight's foundational text comes from Acts 24, and I will be reading from the Good News Bible. I'm going to read the entire chapter. The case against Paul. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias went to Caesarea with some elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. They appeared before Felix and made their charges against Paul. Then Paul was called in, and Tertullus began to make his accusations as follows. Your Excellency, your wise leadership has brought us a long period of peace, and many necessary reforms are being made for the good of our country. We welcome this everywhere and at all times, and we are deeply grateful to you. I do not want to take up too much of your time, however, so I beg you to be kind and listen to our brief account. We found this man to be a dangerous nuisance. He started riots among Jews all over the world and is a leader of the party of the Nazarenes. He also tried to defile the temple, and we arrested him. If you question this man, you yourself will be able to learn from him all the things that we are accusing him of. The Jews joined in the accusation and said that all of this was true. Paul's defense before Felix. The governor then motioned to Paul to speak, and Paul said, I know that you have been a judge over this nation for many years, and so I am happy to defend myself before you. As you can find out for yourself, it was no more than 12 days ago that I went to Jerusalem to worship. The Jews did not find me arguing with anyone in the temple, nor did they find me stirring up the people, either in the synagogues or anywhere else in the city. Nor can they... give you proof of the accusations they now bring against me. I do admit this to you. I worship the God of our ancestors by following the way which they say is false. But I also believe in everything written in the law of Moses and in the book of the prophets. I have the same hope in God that these themselves have, namely that all people, both the good and the bad, will rise from the dead. And so do I my best to always have a clear conscience before God and human beings. After being away from Jerusalem for several years, I went there to take some money to my own people and to offer sacrifices. It was while I was doing this that they found me in the temple after I had completed the ceremony of purification. There was no crowd with me and no disorder, but some Jews from the province of Asia was there. They themselves ought to come before you and make their accusations if they have anything against me, or let these who are here tell what crime they found me guilty of when I stood before the council, except for the one thing I called out when I stood before them. I am being tried today for believing that the dead will rise to life. Then Felix, who was well informed about the way, brought the hearing to a close. When Lysias, the commander, arrived, he told them I would decide the case. He ordered the official in charge of Paul, to keep him under guard, but to give him some freedom and allow his friends to provide for his needs. Paul before Felix and Drusilla. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he talked about faith in Christ Jesus. But as Paul went on discussing about goodness, self-control, and the coming day of judgment, Felix was afraid and said, "You may leave now. I will call you again when I get a chance." At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would give him some money. For this reason, he would often send for him and talk with him. After 2 years had passed, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix as governor. Felix wanted to gain favor with the Jews, so he left Paul in prison. Tonight I will really be focusing in on, let me see, on verses 24 through 27. I'm going to read it again just for emphasis. After some days, Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he talked about faith in Christ Jesus. But as Paul went on discussing about goodness, self-control, and the coming day of judgment, Felix was afraid and said, "You may leave now. I will call you again when I get a chance." At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would give him some money. For this reason, he would often send for him and talk with him. After two years had passed, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix as governor. Felix wanted to gain favor with the Jews, so he left Paul in prison. The title of tonight's message is, "Don't miss your moment with God." Don't miss your moment with God. In the text, Felix was a governor that Paul, being forced to defend himself, had to stand before. Not only was Felix a governor, but he was also well informed about the way of the Lord. He and his wife Drusilla came to Paul. Though he was in prison, they came to him and listened to him talk about faith in Christ Jesus. Those in high positions are in desperate need of Jesus. Those in high positions are in desperate need of Jesus. Your title, whatever earthly position you have been given, it cannot replace your need for Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3:11 from the NIV says, "God has set eternity in the human heart." Eternity. There is a need for Jesus, for something endless, something that will last in the human heart. Eternity. There is a need for Jesus, for something endless, something that will last in the human heart. Felix is proof of that. And so he sent for Paul and listened to him talk about Jesus. God says, "Do not be intimidated by those who will come to you in this season." This is our season, saints. Do not be intimidated by those who will come to you in this season. Those in high positions are just now beginning to see that it takes more than an earthly position to survive. Those in high positions are just now beginning to see that it takes more than an earthly position to survive. And do pray for Barack Obama, for the president. God says pray for the president. The Apostle Paul was accused, made to stand before the governor, by those who opposed him. Also that the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ could go forth. Proverbs 16:4 from the Amplified Bible says, "The Lord has made everything, What has God made? He made everything to accommodate itself and contribute to its own end and his purpose. Accommodate itself and contribute to its own end and his purpose. Not our purpose, but his purpose. Even the wicked are fitted for their role, for the day of calamity and evil. Those who opposed Apostle Paul by bringing him to stand trial before the governor had no idea they were fitted for the role. And those who oppose you right now, they have been fitted for the role. And those that are opposing you right now in your life, they have been fitted for the role. The tide is turning. The momentum is changing. God is positioning his people to stand before governors, judges, senators, bosses of all types, leaders of all types. The mission to present the truth of the gospel so that those we think are so important will not miss their moment with God. Don't miss your moment with God. While the opportunity still exists, receive God. While the opportunity still exists, receive God. Do not miss your moment, your opportunity with God. Don't be afraid, but some of you will stand trial like the Apostle Paul, and others of you will be in court for something as petty as unpaid parking tickets, traffic violations, and the connections you will make from that experience will give you the opportunity to present Christ. It's all about presenting Christ in this season, beloved. Some of you will be hospitalized, but remember the Bible says, all sickness is not unto death. John 11, verse 4, NIV, Jesus says, speaking of the Lazarus situation, this sickness will not end in death, nor it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. A word for somebody, that illness you are going through is not unto death. That illness you are going through is not unto death. It has a divine purpose. Still, do not be afraid. I can't stress that enough tonight. Do not be afraid. In Luke 12, it gives warnings and encouragement. In Luke 12, verse 11 and 12 from the NIV, when you are brought before synagogue rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you would defend yourself or what you would say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. When you are brought before synagogue rulers and authorities, do not worry. Do not worry about how you will defend yourself or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what shall say. It's important to note, God does not imprison his people or make his people sick. God does not imprison his people or make his people sick, but he would use every earthly opportunity, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. If God has to speak through his children to someone else, if God has to speak to his children through someone else from a hospital position, courtroom position, and in prison position, he will. Beloved, that's all it is, a position, a job, an assignment, an opportunity. That's all it is, a position, a job, an assignment, an opportunity. Examine your life right now. While you're listening to me, just think over your life. Examine your life right now. You might be in the greatest position of your life right now to glorify Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, to tell somebody, don't miss your moment with God. Don't miss your moment with God. If you are a leader in any capacity, if you have a position of authority, if you are over a group or a body of people, don't miss your moment with God. Somebody saying probably says if they're over people, they probably already know God. That's not necessarily true. There are a lot of false so-called witnesses out there, so that's not necessarily true. Still, God says if you are a leader in any capacity, if you have a position or authority, if you are over a group or by their people, don't miss your moment with him. While the opportunity still exists, receive him. Salvation is the easiest thing on the earth to obtain. Salvation is free to us and every recipient. Although it's free for you, for Jesus it was not free. It cost him to deny his flesh and go to the cross, to allow his body. That's what I really like. He allowed his body to be beaten. He didn't have to do it. He allowed it. He allowed his body to be beaten, life taken, blood shed. His blood made atonement for your sin, for my sin. It is finished. Leviticus 17:11 NIV. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's sin. Sorry, for one's life. 1 John 2:2 NIV. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but also for the sin of the whole world. Therefore, you can walk free from it all, healed, delivered, restored. It might not happen overnight, but by choosing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are now in position, right standing with God to receive. That's all righteousness is. Nothing scary. It's nothing scary at all. Righteousness is not one person telling another person, I'm better than you. We are not. Righteousness is not one person telling another person, I'm better than you. We are not. If you encounter someone who displays this kind of self-righteous behavior, get away from them. Get away from them. This is not Christ-like behavior. Get away from that person, but don't run away from God. Get away from that person, from that spirit, but don't run away from God or from God's real people because of it. We don't all behave like that. We don't all behave like that, thank you, Lord. 1 John 1:8-10 NIV. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. As you can see from the scriptures, we are not a perfect people. We are not a perfect people, but a bunch of mess-ups that God cleaned up for his glory. But a bunch of mess-ups that God cleaned up for his glory. We have no choice other than to stay humble and give his word place in our lives. His word works. What works? His word works. Beloved, you don't have to live another day broken. God saw how you been tossed aside. No one, not one person had pity on you, and you're struggling. Still, God says to you tonight, live. Unfortunately, from tonight's text, the governor, Felix, ended up missing his moment with God. Felix ended up missing his moment with God. Though he sent for Paul often and even brought his wife, and together they listened to the word of God, still Felix missed his moment. He missed his moment with God. Don't miss your moment with God. Felix's flesh caused him to miss his moment with God. What caused him to miss his moment with God? Felix's flesh caused him to miss his moment with God. His flesh was afraid of the truth, Paul spoke. His flesh was greedy also. The text says, He sent for Paul often because he was hoping Paul, the apostle, would give him money, would offer him a bribe, another translation says. After that didn't happen, after the apostle Paul didn't offer him money, Paul didn't bribe him. The text says 2 years passed, and Felix's time as governor was up, and he was replaced by another. And Felix, wanting to gain favor from the Jews, left the apostle Paul in prison. Felix had 2 years to think on the words of Paul and receive the God of those words, but he did not. And to me, I think that's so sad. That's so sad that he had all that time and he still did not receive the Lord. He missed his moment with God. Do not miss your moment with God. Felix was so occupied with the love of money, with basking in the praise of people, doing whatever to please the people, being governor, that he missed what was really important. He missed his moment with God, his soul's salvation. If you have a title, a position, an office, elected or otherwise, you need to know your title is not all that important. Your title is not all that important. There will come a time like Felix when your title is up. There will come a time like Felix when your title is up. You need to know that Jesus the Christ is soon to return. Jesus the Christ is soon to return. And it will serve your soul well to be in a relationship with him, to be living in his way. Matthew 6:33 from the Amplified Bible says, seek first all his kingdom, and his righteousness, his way, not your way, not my way, his way of being right, his way of being and doing right. And all these things, what things? The things you need will be given. Righteousness, right living comes with things. Righteousness, right living comes with things. You need to know God is not a bribe. God is not a bribe. Not something you can throw your title at, can throw money at. A real man or woman of God will not be intimidated by what you think you control, nor will we accept a bribe. The Apostle Paul was not intimidated by Felix, the governor, or the educated lawyer that was present. Paul represented God and himself well. Paul represented God and himself well before the people. He was decent and in order, not offending anyone. There is no need to be disrespectful when you are a courier of Christ, of the anointing. There's no need to be disrespectful when you are a carrier of Christ, of the anointing. Your soul is most important. The Bible says in Matthew 16:26, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Don't be like the governor in tonight's text. Don't be like Felix. Whoever you are, do not be like Felix. Don't miss your moment with God. Felix missed his moment trying to stay in the good graces of the people. Time out for feeding off who likes you. Time out for feeding off who likes you. Felix cared more about doing for the Jews. He cared more about doing the Jews a favor than he did about receiving the favor, the grace of God, through salvation. Don't miss your moment with God. While the opportunity still exists, receive God. If you are on the phone in need of salvation, you need to be saved, or perhaps you need to come back to God. You know him, but over the years, you let some things slip. If you be honest, you let some things slip. And you feel like on tonight you want to come back to the Lord, just press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you at this time. Also, if you're on the phone and you need prayer about something else, you saved. You don't need to be saved again, but you need prayer about something else. Press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you about that also. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer. Hello?
Say something else because I can't hear you that good.
Okay. I'm calling in for prayer. I'm calling in for
any
prayer.
Any specific needs? I hear you now. Any specific needs?
Okay. For direction and, well, I don't have a job, and I'm just praying about, you know, is it, you know, about a job, you know, but I know all things come in God's timing. But I'm drawing unemployment, but I'm expecting some money to come in, and they're, you know, wanting to repossess my car, and I'm asking God to just make a way, you know.
Okay.
I guess just pray and whatever the Lord says.
Okay. First of all, I would like to thank you for joining me on tonight. I do appreciate it.
You're
Father
welcome.
God, I thank you for my... Father God, thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for leading her to prolific fire, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to continue to order her steps, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to put peace in her spirit, Lord God, about everything that's going on, Lord God. Lead and direct her, Lord God, to the job that is for her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over her car, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it would not be repossessed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that favors would come in, Lord God, from long ago, favors that she forgot about, Lord God. Let somebody favor her, Lord God, because your word says in Proverbs 3:4, Lord God, that we have favor not only with you but with man, Lord God. And I ask that on tonight, you give my sister favor with you and with man, Lord God, that she may be over to that she may be able to overcome everything the enemy's trying to throw against her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for scratching unemployment, Lord God, that it will not run out, Lord God, until she finds a job. Lord God, I thank you that bills are paid, Lord God, supernaturally, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for putting on somebody's spirit, Lord God, to pay her bills, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that her phone will begin to ring, Lord God, with people that are seeking her out, Lord God, for her qualifications, Lord God, and that she will not be without a job for too much longer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You're going to do it and do it in your way. And as she said, God, you're going to do it in your timing, but your timing shall not be long. And I thank you for doing it for her. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight desiring prayer? As I said before, you might not need to be saved. You might need prayer for something else. If so, press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. If not, we're going to go to a song. This is Come Just As You Are by Crystal Lewis. And after this song, we're going to pray this word through that the Lord has just delivered into our spirits. And we're going to close out. How about that?
Thank you.
Father God, this is the beginning of Holy Week. What better time for someone to get saved? Cause that man, that woman who's drunk on power and position, cause them to humble themselves, to recognize the void that exists in their heart. President Obama, governors, senators, judges, leaders, bosses, may they all find their way into the presence of Apostle Paul, someone who will boldly lay out the word of God in truth and wisdom before them, and direct our footsteps as we encounter those in high positions. Direct our footsteps and lead our miles that somebody will be able to get saved, delivered. Salvation prayer. Repeat after me. I realize I am a sinner. I've done much wrong in my life. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life. Forgive me. Help me to change, to do better. I receive what you did for me on the cross. I needed your sacrifice then and now. I need you to be my Savior. I believe you. Amen. Receive and experience the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, deep, deep within yourself. That's Philippians 4:23 from the Message Bible. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you need prayer or consultation about some things throughout the week, you can always call or text me at 865-408-8690. I will be honored to talk or communicate with you if you just call 865-408-8690 or email. Some people prefer to email. The email address is prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire, just like the show, prolificfire@gmail.com. My opening songs were Beautiful You by Rita Springer and Hosanna Medley by Israel Houghton. Next Monday, somebody said next Monday, join me again, same time, same place. The message will be, just say no to nonsense. Just say no to nonsense. It's nonsense for those of us who are believers to be found arguing and holding a grudge among ourselves. Just say no. Once again, I would like to thank each of you for joining me on tonight. I do appreciate it. I pray that you were blessed. And if you don't need salvation, I hope that you would share this message with somebody else that does, that we may win souls for the glory of God. Until next time, good night.